Man, yesterday, a hard day. Let me just tell you, yesterday was pretty brutal. I had so many things that I had to get done, and I couldn't get the first thing done on my to-do list, and it really kind of spiraled me into anxiety. I'm BMSing right now, and obviously, as we all know, that definitely affects your emotions and how you process emotions and all of that. And I knew that. I knew that I woke up feeling a little bit on edge, like something was feeling a little off, but I did not acknowledge it. I didn't sit with it. I just ran with it. And I was like, we're going to put this in a box, shove it under the bed, and pretend that you're fine because you've been through therapy and you know how to deal with anxiety. And basically, what I've realized yesterday, excuse my dog in the background, was that I think anxiety is going to be one of those things that is going to be in my life. And I don't know if I have fully accepted that yet, because what I've learned about myself is I have this very black and white thinking. So before I went to therapy, I was like, I have anxiety, therapy needs to fix anxiety. I have confidence issues, therapy needs to fix confidence issues. And I did not come out from therapy with everything being fixed. What I did learn, though, is this kind of gray area. And I guess that's what I want to talk about today on this podcast. And it was really inspired by the experience that I had yesterday. I even asked you guys today on Instagram, what would you like to hear? What would you like to be discussed on the podcast? And a lot of you said, like, what have you really learned in therapy that you feel like has changed your life? Like kind of the most important things. And a few people also asked if I could talk about anxiety. And I guess those two things, those two topics really go hand in hand, because the reason I got therapy was because of my anxiety. So over the last few months, I have been feeling really good. I've been feeling really good. I really felt like therapy and the podcast that I was doing and like the work that I was doing on the inside was really helping and really changing my perspective. And I felt like I had full control over my thoughts, which meant that I had full control over my emotions. I didn't even experience like PMS. And I was like, oh, well, this is great. Like now I'm fully in control. And I think slowly but surely, I kind of crept back into that black and white thinking. I was like, I know my therapist said that I wasn't going to ever be 100% fixed, but I'm 100% fixed. So she was wrong. I'm feeling great. You know, let's take that into account. And it was a wake-up call yesterday when I felt kind of my body experience anxiety. I felt my thoughts start to race and my throat started to kind of like almost close up a little bit, and my breath, like I couldn't breathe. It felt as though I couldn't breathe. And the way anxiety works is it's really a spiral, and it feels as though you cannot control what is going on in your head. And I was telling my boyfriend that like it just really feels like I have two people on the inside fighting each other. Like there's this one person that's just like, you are a failure, you can't do anything right, you are X, Y, and Z. And then there's the other person that's like, wait, no, like slow down, stop. But the bad person, or like those bad thoughts, they really kind of overpowered it. And I went into spiral. And it's so, you know, looking back after sleeping, waking up this morning and feeling really okay, I was like, wow, I kind of just let it take over. And I didn't use any of the tools that I was taught in therapy on how to relieve that feeling, or how to give yourself more control when your mind is spiraling. But I guess what I really was proud of was actually waking up this morning and how I was feeling and how I went about my day. Because one thing that when I was really in the midst of my anxiety, what would happen was if I had an episode, which meant like my entire day was just me being anxious and overthinking and feeling sick and not wanting to eat and being really down on myself, having very negative thoughts about myself and how I'm impacting people around me. Like, that's one thing that really, really hurts, is because my brain tells me that because I'm experiencing anxiety, I am hurting the people in my life who are watching me have this experience. So, like, I feel really guilty for my boyfriend having to be around me when I feel this way, my mom, who is always just kind of trying to fix it and help me in any way, shape, or form, because I know that they worry and I know that they want to help, and I feel weak that I can't help myself. So it's this kind of, it's this circle, and I feel like I'm stuck in it. So usually if I had a day like that, the next 2 or 3 days following would be very brutal. They would be more kind of sad. I don't want to use the word depressed because I don't think I ever actually had depression. I definitely had anxiety, but I think after a day of anxiety, I would have this very, very deep feeling of sadness, and I would have no motivation to do anything. I would just kind of sulk and go over my experience, and I had absolutely no resilience to it at all. And it was consistent like that. Like, I would have the episode, and then 2 or 3 days after that, I would just be barely human. I woke up this morning and I went through my morning routine. I made myself some matcha. I did my skincare. I fed our puppy. I worked out outside. I did like a 25-minute workout. It felt so good. I went on a nice long walk. And here I am recording this podcast, and I feel fine. And it's so crazy because yesterday my boyfriend kept saying, like, you're going to be okay. You know, everything's going to be okay. You're going to get through this. And when you're in the midst of an anxiety kind of episode, it doesn't feel like you're going to get through it. You almost forget what it feels like to not be anxious. And then when you get out of it, you can remember what it felt like, but you can't access that feeling, at least for in my experience. I'm like, I really can't describe it unless I'm in it. And then when I'm in it, I can actually explain what it feels like to be out of it, if that makes sense. So what I've realized today is that although I did have that experience yesterday, it actually didn't affect my day today. And that is progress. That is something that I have to celebrate, that I can focus on. And I think that I honestly had to have that experience to really realize that, like, yes, I'm going to go through this. Yes, I'm going to have a combination of PMS and stress and a change in my birth control situation that's going to affect me. And chances are I'm going to feel anxious. Like, it's kind of it's funny, like, really learning something about yourself as a person. And I was like, wow, I have not let go of that black and white thinking. I really thought that I was fixed and I was perfect and everything was just going to be great from now on and I'm in full control. And it's like, no, of course not. There's going to be life experiences that are going to put you through hell. And if you're someone who struggles with anxiety, like, that's a flare up. That's really all that it is. But now I have the tools and the resilience that I've built to not let that, I guess, bleed over into my following days, which is amazing. I mean, truly, it feels so good to be sitting here right now and talking to you guys and not having these thoughts running through my head that used to be very just awful and cruel. And I was extremely unempathetic towards myself. And it's not to say, and I wish that, like, yesterday I was able to slow down. I wish that yesterday I had some self-compassion and I could just say, hey, it's okay that you're stressed over this project and you aren't able to do it. Like, that's okay. Why are you putting so much pressure on yourself? But I couldn't do it yesterday. However, today I can. And that's amazing. That is incredible. And so the most important thing that I had learned in therapy is that you will probably never be on the opposite side of the spectrum. You can thrive in the middle. You can thrive in that gray area. It doesn't have to be black and white. And that is a very freeing feeling, because if I can just accept that, if I can accept that I'm going to have these experiences every once in a while, but they won't be as common, they won't feel as awful. And maybe they will sometimes, but I will be able to recover from them. I will have this strength inside of me to recover from them. And something that has really helped me is kind of just establishing these self-care things that I know always make me feel good, like that I can always rely on to boost my mood. Basically, certain tools that you can rely on, that you know can make you feel good. So for me, it's 100% my routine. I guess not routine, but I was listening to the I Love You So Much by Kenzie Elizabeth podcast, and she talked about rhythms and not routines, because sometimes if you fall quote unquote out of your routine, that can feel really stressful. So it's just getting into a good rhythm, and I just love that. And for me, in order to get into a good rhythm, is I have to wake up and I have to really try and do things that are nice for me. I have to have like 30 minutes in the morning where I can do my skincare routine, I can throw on a podcast, I can make my matcha, and I can sit outside and drink it. That has been so helpful in just establishing what the rest of the day is going to look like. And even if things take a turn for the worst, it's so nice to know that I can always kind of go back to that. I can always rely on that, and I can repeat it each morning. So if something during my day doesn't go the right way, I know that tomorrow morning I can have this routine and I know that, or sorry, I can have this nice rhythm and it's going to make me feel good. So that's something that I rely on heavily. Podcasts. Truly, you guys, there's nothing more, like obviously because I started my own podcast, you guys can see how much I love them, but really I do. There's so many podcasts that have just completely changed like my view of the world, of myself. It feels like little therapy sessions, but they're on my own terms, where I can just decide when I'm listening to them, when they feel the most useful to me. So podcasting and walking is such a form of self-care for me. Truly, like if I'm feeling like any kind of feelings start to arise, long walk. Especially now that I have my puppy, I'm like, this is such a great excuse, or not excuse, but opportunity to take him for a walk, get some fresh air. For me, it's podcasts. Sometimes I like just think. Sometimes I just allow my thoughts to take me where they want to take me. That's a form of self-care for me. Also, acupuncture. And hear me out. I don't know if acupuncture is actually helping me in terms of stress. I really don't know. But what I do know is it forces me to have about 20 to 30 minutes of just completely laying there, and I can't fall asleep because I have these needles inside of me, and that kind of freaks me out. I'm like, I don't want to fall asleep because I don't want to move and hurt myself. But it's a forced way for me to be in my own head without any distractions. I come to this cute little man's office who is from Korea, and he like barely speaks English, and he has the most amazing energy about him. And he always tells me after he sticks the needles into me, he's like, stress into the trash. And I'm like, yes, that's amazing. Like, let me just sort through all the things that are stressing me out and how I do on my laptop, just like empty it. So much harder, and so much harder to actually do that. It's so much easier to say that. But really having that time without my phone, without even though there's like no light in there, really, he kind of has these candles and this really warm light that sets the tone for peace. And I just try and kind of shift through my body. I'm like, what am I feeling? Where do I feel stress? Where do I feel anxiety? What is causing that? What can I do to fix it? Can I let it go if I can't fix it? And would that serve me? That's what I always try to ask myself. I'm like, if I can't fix it, does worrying about it help me? The answer is no, always. What's another thing that's really helpful? My night routine, of course. I'm all about routines or rhythms or whatever you want to call them. But also like reading, being able to go outside and just read for 20 minutes. If I'm really in the midst of an anxiety, I guess, attack or like panic, or whenever those feelings come up, something that my therapist has taught me to do is actually, because what happens is your brain starts to race. So you have a million thoughts that are coming in, and some of them are conscious and some of them are unconscious. So bringing yourself back down to the simple things and thinking more simple thoughts, like almost forcefully doing it, is really helpful, although I can't always do it. But when I can do it, I've been really able to stop myself from having anxiety attacks over the last few months by just the second that I realize that I am on the path of spiraling, I cut it off. I start to think, what can I see in front of me right now? And I'll say, I can see my puppy. I can see a green tree. I can see a bookshelf. And I can see that I have Shantaram, P.S. I Still Love You, The Secret Diary of Hendrik Groen on there. So I'm starting to name basically the things that I can see. And then I can name things that I can hear. And what does it sound like? I start to describe these things. And what that does is it just basically forces my brain to stop thinking like 1,000 thoughts a second. And then I can, once I feel myself kind of calming down, I'm like, okay, I can come back to maybe the one thing that triggered me to feel this way and focusing just on that and fixing that. And if I can't fix it, trying to let it go. Because one thing that I learned also in therapy is I'm someone who I would love to like predict the future all the time. I wanted to know what was going to happen. And that's, that's just trauma. You want to be in control because you don't want to be put into a situation where you are hurt or where you can't help yourself. And you think that if you can predict the future, that that stops you from feeling pain, right? But I learned in therapy that that's not true. And worrying about the future was basically just, it would force me to worry twice. Because regardless, if I'm worrying about something happening in the future, I'm worrying about it now. And then when it happens in the future, I'm still going through the stress of it because you can't change something that hasn't happened yet, right? So I guess I learned that worrying is kind of pointless. When you get to the experience that you are scared about, you can deal with it then, but it's useless. It's useless to try to predict the future because we can't do it. And all you're going to do is you're going to stress about it twice. And a lot of the times what we're actually worried about, it doesn't even really happen, which is so funny because your brain doesn't actually register that. Your brain only registers the times that it predicted the bad thing happening and you didn't listen to it. So it tells you like, oh, see, I told you this was going to happen. If you had just listened to me, you would be able to fix it. It doesn't focus on all the times that you've been worried about something and the complete opposite thing happened and you were left with like, oh, maybe I should have just not stressed about it. Because a lot of the times things do work out. And if they don't, then you have it inside of you to deal with those things. You do. Even if your brain is telling you that you don't, you do. Because we've all, like I said in my last podcast, we've all gone through experiences that we thought we couldn't get through. And yet we are here today. That's amazing. So, yeah, I guess this... I'm going to leave this episode on that. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that you found it helpful. I'm not sure if I just kind of talked about my experience for the most part, but really just being able to forgive yourself. I think that's the most important thing. I think people who struggle with anxiety, they think that they are less worthy of love and that they bring stress to other people. And that's not true. That's not true. You are so worthy as a person. And I don't know if I'm saying this to myself or to you guys, but even if you are going through stuff and even if you have made mistakes and even if you are sad, that doesn't mean that you aren't worthy of love. That doesn't mean that the people in your life are tired of you or wouldn't want to be around you or are going to love you less. It's not true. And that's something that I struggled with a lot. I thought that if I wasn't perfect, then I wasn't worthy of love. And that if I fucked up, aka if I had anxiety or if I had a bad day or if I had bad emotions come up and that kind of transferred into, for example, my relationship because I'm living with this person and he's seeing me all the time, I felt like I had an X amount of fuck ups, if that makes sense, before he stopped loving me. And that is so false. It's like laughable that my brain used to feel this way because life is very up and down and people in your life are there to experience the amazing stuff and the bad stuff. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of love and care Oh man, I'm really going deep here, but yeah, you know, you're gonna go through things, and it doesn't take away from you being a good person, and from you bringing happiness and love into their life and into your own life. Okay, I guess that's it for this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next one.